You might have heard it said that we are living in a post-truth society. Post-truth. It gets used to describe a reality where emotions, often inflamed and personally held, seemingly deeply subjective beliefs, are more influential than actual objective facts. It's suggested that a lack of trust in our institutions and a lack of trust in traditional sources of authority have left us as a society wary of what we're told. What we're told about things like vaccines, or the role of the police, or the results of a presidential election. Society's apparent abandonment of objective truth is seen by many as a root cause of all that's wrong with society, as the thing that underpins society's fracturing, its brokenness. An abandonment of objective truth is given as the cause of the table thumping and the raised voices and the tense family gatherings and the political and civic impasse. We are living in a noisy, noisy society rife with ardently expressed disagreement and division. There seems to be very little today we all can agree on. Our disagreement on truth divides us, and it can be dangerous, even deadly. In this country, we do not agree on the truth about gender, about sexuality, about race, about ability, about our economic and ecological realities. We do not agree on the truth of the Constitution, which is starkly and plainly illustrated by the passionately held yet differing interpretations of its Second Amendment. The pursuit of truth is a powerful motivator in Western society. It is proclaimed. It is defended, it is fought for. But what is it? What is truth? Some truths are seemingly simple ones, ones that we might even all agree on, or maybe almost all of us. We might agree that it is true that we are here, in this cathedral space, that it is Sunday, and that St. Mark's is in Seattle. This simple way of thinking about truth is as a fact-based truth, and that is, we use our language to describe the reality, the facts as we see them, of the world around us. Other truths, though, aren't so easily agreed upon. Once the reality I point to gets a little bit complicated, differences in our understanding of truth quickly arise. For example, what can be said to be true about the causes of this city's housing crisis or the ever-widening economic gap? Skyrocketing rents, inflation, or incarceration rates. When we talk about these things, it's highly unlikely we'll all agree on the truth. Because if truth is to be understood as a belief about reality, and the way I understand reality is a little bit different to the way you might understand it, we are not likely to agree on what is true about that reality. Given our inevitable differences, why are we still so drawn to the idea of an absolute truth, especially given the complexity and difficulty of finding consensus on what it is? What does being the possessor of the truth offer us? What's its allure? Well, I might suggest that on the surface, it seems to offer a promise of an understanding of the world that tells us exactly how things are. And that's a powerful thing in this cultural context. It's powerful because once we understand how things are, our truths become the justifications of our actions. Our truths become the justification of our actions, the good and the bad, the liberating as well as the oppressing and exploitative. This dominant culture we live in centers the idea of truth, truth as foundational for all kinds of organizing principles, from legislation to lived and perpetuated cultural norms. And so what's important here, what's critical, is to never forget that truth used in this way is not simple, fact-based truth. It does not point directly and unarguably to a fact of our common shared reality. This form of truth has been established, and it's maintained by an authority, usually by the group that holds power. Truth of this sort is held in the service of those who have articulated it. It is never an objective, eternal, fixed truth for all time. Rather, it's a truth which enables, which justifies the way a system or a society functions. It permits it. It sanctions it. Truth of this sort serves the purpose of those who have defined it. We surely do need complex truth, although we struggle to agree on what that truth is, because complex truth is our response to the world around us. It organizes our experiences and understandings, and that truth carries us into the future as it shapes our thinking, helping us to decide how to be in the world, how to act, what choices to make. And so our next question this morning really must be, who is it that decides or has decided the truth we hold? The truth we each put to use in the world. For a long time in Anglo-American culture, the truth speakers or the truth claimers have been scientists, academics, politicians, journalists, cultural authorities, cultural sources. Sources of truth peopled by a distinctly dominant and dominating group, usually white, usually male, of the privileged, educated class. And so the understanding of reality, the truths of this cultural context that this society we live in has inherited, are the organizing ideas of a limited and fairly homogeneous group. Long-held truths about life, including truths about gender and race, nationality, sexuality, class, have all been the truths of a particular group. We use truth as an anchor point, as a way of claiming a sense of permanence in a constantly shifting, sometimes chaotic reality. So truth can then offer great comfort. It can be really hard to let go of a truth, to detach from the felt safety of its mooring. It can be destabilizing. It leaves us vulnerable. But despite the possibility of discomfort and the disorientation of uncertainty, we must challenge and question who or what authority has led us to the truths that we hold. And what kind of reality does that truth reflect? Perhaps there are indeed some truths from which some of us must detach ourselves, cultural truths that have been shown by the harm they've done and continue to do in this world to be, in actual fact, very dangerous falsehoods. So my next question then is, who or what could be, should be, guiding us into truth? Back in chapter 14 of John's gospel text, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus is the truth. Nigerian theologian Teresa Okure lays it out plain. Jesus came, she says, to show us how to find truth, to show us what the referent point for truth should be, so that it doesn't depend on my understanding of the truth or your understanding of the truth, but on all of us together struggling to understand the truth from Jesus' perspective. When we're searching for the truth, she advises, we need the truth of the gospel as our guide and our goal, Jesus. Jesus is gospel. His life, ministry, passion, death, and resurrection is gospel. And it's the spirit of this life which leads us into truth, which transcends culture, transcends the death-bringing truths of the oppressive and exploitative culture. The spirit of truth brought out of the life of Jesus illuminates what is and what is not from God. It is the spirit of a life centered on being good news, the good news of God's liberating reality, freedom from economic and systemic exploitations and oppressions, newness and fullness of life, of shared life, lived in community within which the love of God flows freely and is magnified. And so if we allow the Spirit of truth to lead us in all truth, we'll perceive more clearly all that around us, which is gospel. We will perceive gospel truth in the struggle for justice and freedom from persecutions, in the struggle for the equitable sharing of this world's material wealth, in the prioritization of the we over the I, of stewardship over personal profit. The hard question here, perhaps, is will we allow ourselves to be led? Can we be honest? Are we holding on to a truth that correlates with the world the way it is, or with the way it's called to be as God's kingdom reality? The truth we must seek as Christians, the truth we must allow ourselves to be led into, is a response to our time. Led by the spirit of gospel truth, shaped by the life of Jesus. Remembering that our understanding of truth is influenced by all we bring to its seeking and the purpose for which we seek it. Seeking truth, being led by the spirit of truth, has the power to bring us together in response to this current moment and to embolden us to intervene in the world. Gospel truth has the power to bring us together and closer to God. And in this critical, vital task, it is the spirit of truth that has been sent to be our guide.